Representative Davies.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just to clarify a point that was made by the previous speaker, in the main bill that's before us, I think it needs to be understood, there is not 187,000 acres of VUU land. There is going to have to be reclassification of land in order to accomplish this. And so, and what we're relying on, if we were to pass this bill, is we're relying on the Department of Natural Resources through their normal reclassification process and public processes involved in Title 38 to decide whether or not that's the best use of the land. Pardon? And so with respect to this amendment, I think the same thing is true, it may be the case that there isn't VUU land available, and if that's true, then it will go through the normal public process with Title 38, exactly what we're proposing to do with the main body of the bill. So I think this amendment is perfectly in order and makes sense, and I'll note that the total amount is less than what we're talking about for the Lake and Penn borough, and it's for a borough that has almost 90,000 people in it.
Representative Bundy.
Madam Speaker, I think we're talking about apples and oranges with this flurry of amendments here. The bill addresses Lake and Penn's original request. These amendments speak to additions to already existing land grants, and I certainly would echo the sentiment that any additions to existing land grants should be addressed through separate legislation in the committee process, and would observe that perhaps we are not spending the state's time as wisely as we might.
Representative McLean.
I see all these amendments before me, and it deals with just the numbers. Let's keep in mind that when we're talking about vacant, unappropriated, unreserved lands, that is the ceiling limit that Lake and Penn can apply for, and if there are no lands, then let's leave it to DNR to decide that.
The minority leader.
Yeah, and if there are no lands, then they come for cash. Anchorage had a situation where their entitlement could not be satisfied with lands, and then they came back to the state of Alaska and got money for it. So the acres matter. Even if DNR can't come up with the land, there is kind of a potential here for a debt of the state for more money. So I think we have to take these numbers pretty seriously. Madam Speaker, one of the reasons that was offered in opposition to this amendment was that the numbers and the proposal in the bill itself were, quote unquote, worked out with DNR and Fish and Game and the other agencies involved.
Madam Speaker, we are on amendment number 2, which just is increasing the acreage in the Fairbanks North Star borough.
Thank you, Madam Speaker and Madam Majority Leader. But my point is, the reason that we were urged to vote against amendment number 2 was because amendment number 2 hadn't been worked out with DNR and Fish and Game and the other agencies. And my point is about, if you're trying to create a distinction here, DNR and Fish and Game, there's a lot of testimony that was offered in our packets this morning that suggests that this number of 187 wasn't worked out with them either, that they have concerns about 75,000 acres, which should not be conveyed because of bigger and statewide public concerns about the uses. So I'm just saying that the argument that's being offered against this amendment doesn't work because the bill itself has not satisfied the concerns of the agencies involved.
Now, the speaker has an idea. We are under a call. We have one member missing that is not locatable at this time. And since we have many of these amendments by many different sponsors, I believe we're going to stand at ease, and maybe all the sponsors could get together and make one amendment so we don't have to debate all of them separately. I would appreciate if you could do that.
Madam Speaker.
And we're going to stand at ease.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Finkelstein.
Madam Speaker, I have an amendment in, and I don't think, I'm certainly not willing to join mine with the others. They cover different subjects, and I don't think you're...
Well, the ones that are talking just about acreage.
Right, mine's just about acreage. It's in, and that won't be possible.
Those that could, I would appreciate it. Those that cannot, I understand. House going to stand at ease, because we need to stand at ease to find the missing member. House, please come back to order. The normal rule of going to 12 o'clock and quitting, coming back at 6 will not be adhered to this time. We'll go to a quarter till 1 so the Finance Committee can have time to eat their lunch. And then we will come back at 6 tonight. So you might bear that in mind as we go through these amendments. Prior to the time we stood at ease, we were on amendment number 2. Representative Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I would withdraw amendment number 2 for the benefit of the new amendment number 2.
Without objections, the new amendment number 2 is before us.
Madam Speaker, new amendment number 2 included the various other concerns from around the state, minus the representative from Ketchikan. I hadn't seen his amendment. So I would offer a friendly amendment to add page 1, line 14, delete 11,593, insert 30,000.
Does everybody understand that amendment conceptually? Please restate it.
Okay. Page 1, line 14, delete 11,593, insert 30,000. And it's my understanding that this is the wish of the representative from the area.
I think if you look at amendment number 8, that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam Speaker.
Okay, so if everybody looks at amendment number 8, you will know the conceptual amendment he's added to new amendment number 2. Does clerk have that?
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Representative Brown.
Madam Speaker, number 8 inserts 300,650, and I thought the oral amendment was for 30.
Yes, the oral amendment was for 30,000. Excuse me, I didn't have Amendment 8 before me, but in discussion with the representative from the Ketchikan Gateway Borough, he said 30,000 was the appropriate amount.
Okay, so it's 30,000 instead of 300. So everyone has that. Representative Olberg.
I don't know if this specifically applies, Madam Speaker, thank you, but would it be inappropriate at this point to propose an amendment pending the formation of a borough?
No. Representative Grusendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Speaker. Can we divide the question? And the reason I ask that, Madam Speaker, is that in amendment number 2, the new amendment number 2, I am concerned about page 1, line 9, which is a very modest proposal as compared to some of the others, and would like to just speak to the case of the city and borough of Sitka.
Well, I appreciate your concerns. However, I'm going to rule that it's not divisible. We're going to vote on it once and for all.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Finkelstein.
I'd move to divide the question. Again, and I guess asking for a point of clarification, you're ruling that this amendment is not divisible? And if so, what's the basis for that ruling?
Time.
Madam Speaker, don't want things. We do have a bit of a duty here to carry our responsibilities to achieve useful work, and I see major policy implications that are completely separate for each of these items, and I'd ask you to reconsider.
Where would you like it divided?
Between each item and the other item. They're each completely different parts of the state, different entitlements in the past, different population, different amount of vacant, unappropriated land available.
I know how to do this if you want it divisible. We're going to go another 10 minutes, and we will come back at 6. However, Representative Bryce, since your new amendment encompasses all of the amendments that are before us, and he now wishes divided, if you would withdraw your new amendment number two, simply go with your old amendment number two that accomplishes the same purpose.
Yes, Madam Speaker, so moved.
So the old amendment number two is back before us. Representative James, you're speaking the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I really appreciate your leniency as what you're doing today. I just feel like I have to stand up and say that I really believe that these dilatory actions are not in the best interest of the state.
Representative Bryce.
I would take exception to those remarks. It fits perfectly under the title of the legislation. And trying to make sure that the Fairbanks North Star Borough is adequately served by this state is by no means a dilatory act. Now, I would suggest that if we want to discuss dilatory, then maybe let's look at something else. But by no means is trying to increase the economic development of the Fairbanks North Star Borough dilatory.
We are not going to debate it anymore. We have said just about all that we can say on amendment number two.
Madam Speaker.
Yes, Representative Finkelstein.
Madam Speaker, I haven't spoken on amendment number two.
You must be the only one if you haven't.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Speaking in support of it, while the amount seems to be just based on the request of the individual who's the sponsor, that actually is how we arrived at the amount in the bill itself. It was just the request to the borough. Not based on any other considerations. It's the amount they walked in the door with. So I do think that it's no less logical than the bill before us. I do have an amendment to amendment number two that I'd like to offer at this time. I believe it's on members.
Is it in writing?
It is, and I believe it's on members' desks unless it's on my desk. I guess, no, I'm sorry, Madam Speaker, it appears that it's still in the hands of the floor staff. I can basically explain it. There's not much to it. In the bit of a feeding frenzy of sorts we're having here, one of our members from Haines isn't present, and certainly he'd want to have his interests represented as well, which would be an increase in his entitlement as well. So I'd move amendment number one to amendment number two.
There is objection. You have the floor.
Madam Speaker, I'm still trying to ascertain if it's before members. I guess it's being passed out. I'm trying to look over.
Wrong one.
Oh, Madam Speaker, I apologize for not being members' hands. I turned in a long time ago. But I will describe it, and since we did an oral amendment before, that's certainly sufficient unless other members have a request for written amendment. The amendment was, I believe, to... here it is in front of me now. It's to delete 2,800, insert 52,800 for page 1, line 12, which is the Haines Borough. And Haines, I am familiar with the circumstance in Haines. There is a large amount of state land. It, like the bill and like the amendments, isn't vacant, unappropriated land, but it is in the realm of the possible to declassify. We can do various other things to achieve these ends. I do offer this mostly because we did have a member absent, and he was unable to offer an amendment for his borough, and if it's appropriate for the others, it's certainly appropriate for his.
Is the objection to the amendment maintained? Being none, the amendment to the amendment's been adopted. Representative Larson, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I just want to remind the body that when the Northwest Arctic Borough was added, they received their grant land from the legislature. When the Nellie Borough was added, we did things in an orderly process, and now we have the Lakes and Peninsula Borough. And the organization of local governments is something that I've always supported. And I'm calling upon the body to think upon the seriousness of what we are doing today here. And I'm not making light of the subject at all. I think the subject is very important. Additional land entitlement to boroughs, or municipalities for those who didn't get any, but there's a proper way to do things and a way not to do things, and I wish we'd get back to doing things properly.
Representative Parnell.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, because I want to follow and support the remarks made by the representative from the Mat-Su Borough. I appreciate what's and understand that there are many different reasons why the amendments have been offered, but I am more concerned with the process that's being undergone here and that's in place. I think it's been called a feeding frenzy, and I think that's exactly what it's turned into. The difficulty I see is exactly what the representative from Mat-Su pointed out, that there is a process, that the Penn Lake Borough bill came through the process and it is now here. I have no rational basis other than the fact that I think philosophically land should be transferred as a general rule to these boroughs in the manner proposed in the original bill. I don't have any rational basis for supporting any of these amendments except perhaps for the one from Sitka, because the representative from Sitka has indicated he has a specific 500 acres in mind. And in this, what we're seeing here is, I just began to think about why we're involved in this, and I hate to even have to go through the amendments in this First Amendment in particular, because when I ran for office, the public constantly reminded me that if there's cash on the table, the legislature will spend it, and here we're seeing evidence that if there's land on the table, we'll grab it, and I think that there's a proper process to go through, and I support getting land to these boroughs, but I think there's a proper process for that, and I'm very frustrated with the process that we're in the midst of here. Thank you.
Representative Hanley.
Madam Speaker, I wasn't going to speak, but at this point I'm going to move to table the amendment.
There is a tabling motion before us.
Question
before the body is, shall amendment number 2, as amended, be tabled? Members may proceed to vote. Did any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
27 yeas, 11 nays.
So amendment number 2 has been tabled. There are a number of amendments pending. Does the sponsors of those amendments wish to withdraw them? Madam Majority Leader.
Unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw amendment number 4.
Amendment number 4, without objection, has been withdrawn. Representative Williams.
I ask to withdraw number 8.
Without objection, amendment number 8 has been withdrawn.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Finkelstein.
Point of order, they actually don't need to withdraw because they haven't been offered.
Well, the clerk is going to have to sit here and read them for them to be, because she has them, unless they are withdrawn. I don't wish to waste the clerk's time when it's an easier process for members to simply stand up and withdraw those that would care to. Any other members wish to withdraw their amendments? There being no other member. Chief Clerk, please read the next amendment upon her desk.
Amendment number 3 by Representative Brown to page 1, line 7.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I offer amendment number 3 to raise the issue before the body of equity. I move the amendment.
Objection. There is objection.
Madam Speaker, I think we have to look at the land going to boroughs and municipalities in light of what is equitable and fair. And I agree with the people who are saying it's very difficult to sit here today in this forum and do that. But if we are going to take the action that is proposed in the underlying bill, I think it is fair and equitable that we revisit the entitlements for others. Because as has been discussed, what is being proposed in the main motion is far greater and far more than others have received in the past. The municipality of Anchorage, which is the subject of amendment number 3,
has received less acres per resident than any other borough in the state of Alaska. And the 20,000 acres that would be added to our entitlement, I think, is reasonable under the circumstances, considering the action that we're taking on the main motion. So I would urge your support.
Representative McLean.
Madam Speaker, you know, I used to be a previous chair of the Community and Regional Affairs Subcommittee, and Lake and Penn has taken Lake and Peninsula Borough to be formed for a period of 6 years. And so they finally have gone through the process, looking at the land, studying it, working it with DNR, and here we are making amendments to other boroughs where they didn't even take the chance to go through the process.
Representative Mulder.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd move that we table amendment number 3.
Question before the body. Shall amendment number 3 be tabled? Members may proceed to vote. Any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Representative Sitton. Any other member wish to change your vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
26 yeas, 12 nays.
So amendment number 3 has been tabled. Clerk, please read the next amendment appearing before her.
Amendment number 5 by Representative Grusendorf to page 1, line 9.
Representative Grusendorf.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Move amendment number 5.
There is objection. Representative Grusendorf, you have the floor.
Amendment number 5 simply allows the city and borough to select 500 acres, Madam Speaker. It is a modest request. I have walked those acres in all seasons of the year and looked at it, the capabilities and the economic potentials of it. And it is something that the city and borough does need. But I understand the situation, Madam Speaker. I would gladly give this land back for about $3 million in the capital budget. And so we don't have to go through tabling motions. I will withdraw amendment number 5.
Thank you, Representative Grusendorf. And amendment number 6, the Speaker determines it is frivolous and dilatory and is not properly before us. Clerk, please read amendment number 7.
Amendment number 7 by Representative Menard to page 2, line 3.
Representative Menard.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. In the essence of cooperativeness, I will go ahead and withdraw amendment number 7.
Thank you. Bring us to amendment number 9. Madam Minority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This amendment was prepared with the basic philosophical underpinnings of what's good for the goose is good for the gander, but I will withdraw the amendment at this time.
Objection. Amendment number 9 is withdrawn. Clerk, have additional amendments upon her desk.
Yes, Madam Speaker. Amendment number 10 by Representative Finkelstein to page 1, line 8.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I won't offer the amendment.
Any additional amendments? Being none, Madam Majority Leader, quickly.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 259 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed on final passage.
There is objection. The bill will appear in third reading on Monday's count. Clerk, please read the next bill upon today's count.
House Bill 365 by
House Kennedy.
I will lift the call.
Call has been lifted. Clerk, please read the next.
House Bill number 365 by Representative Sanders and Barnes, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and Providing for an Effective Date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill, recommending due pass VZ Bundy, Tui, V. Davis, and Bryce. No recommendation, Oldberg. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by TUI co-chairman. The Finance Committee referral was waived. I have no committee substitute or amendments on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 365 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, Placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the bill is before us in third and final reading. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
House Bill Number 365 by Representative Sanders and Barnes, entitled An Act Extending the Termination Date of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers and Providing for an Effective Date.
There being no debate, members may proceed. Oh. Representative Menard.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I will ask the sponsor, in light of the Budget and Audit Committee report, and if I can have leave, it just says that they recommend that the legislature consider allowing the board to sunset. I don't have a problem with continuing with the board, but I do see that it is a 4-year extension? And I guess, normally, do we just do it for two, or has there been a custom for four, or is there... And would it... So we have been... this is normal practice as far as the same extension? Okay. Okay.
Bye. Representative Sitt.
Oh, thank you very much, Madam Speaker. I have a couple of questions of the sponsor, and they're serious questions. Number one, before I ask the questions, I would like to observe that in our packets, our well-provided packets, I notice that the composition of the boards of the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers is in geographical imbalance, and it leaves out the interior and great north of Alaska, and it is dominated by Anchorage with 3 appointees and Southeastern with 2 appointees. And I think this administration and this state government has to pay attention to how the largesse of state government is distributed around the state. Now, Madam Speaker, to get right to the point, I would inquire the sponsor. In his sponsor statement, in the third paragraph, I read with great alarm about this blossoming technology that poses such a great danger to the public. In particular, I am concerned about people around the state who apparently might be sticking their heads in microwaves to dry their hair. And maybe he could explain that to me in his sponsor statement.
There being no further debate.
Madam Speaker, this is a very good and necessary bill, and I feel that if everyone here will vote for it, they'll all feel better about themselves and feel much younger.
Like you look, right?
Yeah.
There being no further debate.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
There being no further debate. Members may proceed to vote. If any member failed to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Representative Cott. Representative Mulder. No. You changed already. Any other member wish to change their vote? Representative James. Any other member? We don't make noise while we're voting. There being no other member, would the clerk please tally the board?
28 yeas, 9 nays.
And so House Bill 365 has passed the House.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on the passage of House Bill 365 be considered the roll call on the effective date.
Without objection. The effective date has been adopted. Clerk, please read the next item appearing upon today's calendar.
House Bill Number 538 by the House Health, Education, and Social Services Committee entitled An Act Relating to Uniform Claims Forms, Uniform Standards, and Uniform Procedures for Processing Data Relating to Billing and Payment of Health Care Services and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered the bill recommending due pass, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 538, Labor and Commerce, with the same title. Recommending due pass, Porter Green, Williams, Mulder, Hudson. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Hudson Chairman The Finance Committee referral was waived. I have one committee substitute on my desk.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Labor and Commerce CS is before us. Clerk, have amendments upon her desk.
No, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 538, Labor and Commerce, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the bill is before us, third and final reading. Would the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
CS for House Bill Number 538, Labor and Commerce, by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Uniform Claims Forms, Uniform Standards, and Uniform Procedures for Processing Data Relating to Billing and Payment of Health Care Services and Providing for an Effective Date.
Debate. Madam Minority Leader.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just have a couple quick questions for either the sponsor of the legislation or anyone else who care to. Because there are no minutes in the packet, I can't tell for sure whether this question was asked or answered, and that is that the Director of Division of Insurance, is supposed to adopt regulations for uniform claim data, procedures, et cetera. This sounds to me a lot like one of the pieces of health care reform, because some sort of a uniform reporting process is always discussed as one important step in the direction of getting not only the necessary data to be able to make decisions about health care reform, but also to cut down on the paperwork. And I'm just wondering if someone could enlighten me how the Director of the Division of Insurance can undertake this uniform regulation process without holding extensive hearings to try to hear from the health industry, the insurance industry, et cetera, to come up with something that would actually work and would get us toward health care reform with a zero fiscal number. Thank you.
Representative Toohey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This is simply a form that directs all health care providers to that will be able to turn in their information to collect payment to whatever entity they're sending it to. This is being done all over the United States.
Further debate being none, members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Would the clerk please lock the roll? Does any other member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
37 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, committee substitute, House Bill 538, Labor and Commerce, has passed the House, Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 538, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the effective date clause has been adopted. Clerk, please read the next item appearing on today's calendar.
House Bill Number 543 by the House State Affairs Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Unvented Gas Space Heaters in Residential Buildings. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with CS for House Bill 543, State Affairs, with the same title. Recommending do pass, VZ Cott Sanders, no recommendation, Olberg, a zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by VZ Chairman. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Ask unanimous consent that State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. Hearing none, the State Affairs CS is before us. Clerk, have amendments upon her desk.
No, Madam Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 543, State Affairs, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the bill is before us in third and final reading. Would the clerk please read the bill for the third and final time?
CS for House Bill 543, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Unvented Gas Space Heaters in Residential Buildings.
Debate. Hearing none, members may proceed to vote. If any member fail to vote, would the clerk please lock the roll? Any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please tally the board? Representative Willis. Please open the roll for Representative Willis. Would the clerk please tally the board?
35 yeas, 2 nays.
And so, committee substitute House Bill 543, State Affairs, has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be adopted.
Objection. Hearing none, the citations on today's calendar has been adopted. This brings us to unfinished business. Madam Majority Leader.
Madam Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the following members be excused from call of the House on the following dates. Representative Mulder from 6:30 p.m. Friday, April 15th until 10 a.m. Plain Time, Sunday, April 17th. And I ask unanimous consent that Representative Williams be excused from call of the House from 2:30 p.m. Friday, April 8th until 10 p.m. Plain Time, Sunday, April 10th. Representative Sanders, who was previously excused from 7 p.m. Friday, April 8th until 10 a.m. Plain Time, Monday, April 11th, amends his departure time to 2:30 p.m. And Representative Veazey, who was previously excused from 7 p.m. Friday, April 8th, now amends his departure time to 5 p.m.
Without objections, those revisions will be adopted. Report.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I've been asked to ask, and I will move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive CS for HB 534, Labor and Commerce. This is the Omnibus Insurance Reform Bill. It received 4 due passes and 2 no recs in Labor and Commerce. Did not appear to have any judiciary items. It was intentionally put together as a housekeeping bill for the entire code of the insurance omnibus chapter that is basically housekeeping with some degree of enhancement for consumers and for competition.
Without objection, that bill will be waived from the Judiciary Committee. Representative Veazey.
I'd like to announce that the House State Affairs Committee on Tuesday, April 12th, will be hearing House Bill 541, an advisory vote regarding state revenue. This bill has been heard previously, and we'll be hearing House Bill 420, a act related to limited liability companies, a bill we've heard previously.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. I think I've been asked to waive all bills from committee. However, I've had objections to that except for one. So therefore, at this time, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to waive House Joint Resolution 47 relating to schools on military installations. It has a zero fiscal note from the Department of Education, and HJR 47 passed out of the HES committee with 4 due pass and 2 no recs. And therefore, I move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to waive House Joint Resolution 47 from committee.
That objection will be waived from the Finance Committee. Representative Toohey.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Today in HES, we'll be hearing confirmation hearings, on all various boards and commissions that have been previously published. Thank you.
Representative Mulder, excuse me.
Thank you, Madam
Porter.
Speaker, if we have gone to announcements. Judiciary Committee will be meeting 15 minutes after we adjourn from the floor to hear the agenda as posted.
Representative Bryce.
Thank you. I assume we're still under unfinished business, so I'd like to state my vote for reconsideration on HB 538.
Notice of reconsideration has been given on House Bill 538. Madam Minority Leader.
We have a brief at ease.
I stand at ease.